All right, hot sauce, Ivan Tedesco. I haven't seen a ton of races. You're going to do more of them, or is it you're going to drop in here and there?
I think more just here and there. Pretty busy on the testing side, just, yep. You know, on the production testing, doing some race team stuff. But, yeah, finally back riding again. Last year was a bit of a rough year for me. I blew my ACL out, had to get that fixed, hurt my back after that. So had a rough injury year, and finally healthy again. I'm 42, so it doesn't heal quite as fast as it used to, but we're back at it, and, yeah, the year's been going pretty good.
So when you're at these races, you know, again, you're doing production stuff, you, Kiefer, and Ricky and all that. Are you helping these guys at all? Are you trying to, like, hey, do you need any help? Like, what's your role other than I'm here if you need me? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, heavily involved on the racing side, too, testing and just okay. being at the races, okay. being able to kind of see it and
like when you're here you're fully into it
into it so I can learn on what the bike needs so we can like I'm going to Atlanta this week to do some race team testing okay. and try to get better
You told me earlier that yesterday when we were talking you really enjoy this process of a production bike and testing and making a bike better. We know you work with Rider D, you're doing some coaching, you really enjoy this side better.
I do. This side of things has always kind of intrigued me. I'm learning a lot during this process, just working with all these engineers. And I've only ever done the race team testing, so you're kind of, I don't know, race team testing is so emotional and so, I don't know, so the production side's okay, a bit different, So I'm enjoying it. It slows the process down a little bit. You can think about it, and it's been fun.
When you say slow the process down, I was talking to you about this yesterday, like you're in the upper 10% of all riders maybe in the world still. Even at your age and as fast as you ride. So how do you try to think about, like, tubby vet guys like Mathis, and how is he going to like this bike? What's that like as a rider?
Well, the production side's a bit new to me. I've only done race team testing. Yeah. So I kind of lean on, like, Kiefer, who's done it a long time, and lean on those guys and try to switch my brain to what would work for every rider, you know, not just fast guys. So, you know, it's definitely a different deal, and I'm enjoying the process for sure.
So one of the things for race team stuff is I talk to Trey and I'm like, dude, like, okay, first of all, Trey's not scared to send it still, probably.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, are you worried about, like, you know, because you got to go fast. You're chasing for a race team. What about you? Like, are you like, I don't want to get hurt. I got to back this down.
I mean, I kind of just ride with whatever the day brings me. You know, some days are better than others. Okay. And
you're never like on the edge of doing like.
No, I mean, I push the issue because obviously you got to go at speed to translate to these guys. Yeah. So. Obviously I'm getting older, I'm getting a little slower each year, but it still transfers over to the guys. I can still go pretty fast. So, I mean, I'm sure it's going to run out at some point, you know, I don't know when, but, I'm still enjoying it and I still feel like I'm a value to the race team, if that makes sense.
A couple more questions. Good day for you guys today with Jalik and Joey. Obviously they've been up and down a little bit lately, both guys top tens, charging hard. So that's good.
Yeah, it was a solid day. And I feel like we made some changes throughout the day that helped. And, we just need to keep on learning, grabbing this data on the weekend so we can improve and next year come out swinging.
He told me a funny story about when you were Suzuki with Ricky and he was way faster than you. And you're like, dude, how are you doing this? And he was like, watch this. And he laid down another heater like that was 2 seconds better. And you're just like, you want to go jump into a river?
Pretty much wanted to quit racing dirt bikes at that point. But, I mean, that was at his farm, right? I mean, he was unbelievable anywhere. Yeah. But
he was just like, hey, watch this.
Just imagine him at his farm that he rode for 10 years straight. Yeah, you know, like the dude was unreal. Right. It was definitely humbling riding with Ricky when we're teammates.
The story went, like, you're like, I don't think you can go any faster. And then he was like, oh, yeah.
Well, the story was, I came in to do some testing with Suzuki. We're teammates, and he was about 6 to 8 seconds faster than me. And I'm like, dude, how? And he's like, I can go faster if I want. And he's like, I'll show you. He went out, and he went 10 seconds faster than me. So I pretty much packed it up and went home.
Almost announced your retirement right there.
Yeah. But like, even Townley was there on the 250 riding that same time. And, dude, I was close to Townley, you know, so if that puts it into perspective.
Hey, well, good to see you at the races, man. Always interesting to talk to you. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no worries. Cool.